It was probably Sunday the 2nd of September by the time I confessed how I was feeling to my friends and followed them reluctantly to the bathroom to wee on a pregnancy test. It was late, I was tired, and I didn't expect to see that second line appear quite so quickly. If I'm honest, I already suspected I was pregnant, but I hoped the test might break the news a little more gently. I expected to shout to the girls, I'm not entirely sure, actually. Can you come through and have a quick look? I expected that we'd have to hold the test up to the light and squint to try and spot a second line. I thought I'd be in limbo for a few days, retesting, reevaluating, recalculating, and during all of it, half expecting it was all going to turn into nothing but a fuzzy dream. But as I stared down at that test, there was no doubt about it. The second line appeared in a flash, bold and blue and determined. And that's when I knew my second baby really was nestled somewhere deep beneath the silver sequins of my evening dress. As I sank to the floor with that test in my hands, everything started slotting into place. The nausea, the dizzy spells, the exhaustion. I was pregnant. It was obvious now. A few hours earlier, I'd been oblivious as I climbed onto a stage at a glitzy award ceremony in London to accept the award for Parenting Blogger of the Year. The fact I'd won was a big enough shock in itself, given I'd only started blogging 6 months earlier, and I knew that night would be etched on my memory forever. I thought it would be because I had heard a hush descend on the hall, followed by my name being called out as the winner. And then I was standing on that stage in front of everyone, with camera flashes blinding me. And because I had woken up to the competitiveness of blogging that night, when the praise wasn't unanimous from my fellow nominees, it was a crazy, brilliant, terrifying, stressful, and surprising night. And I was never going to forget a single moment of it. But sitting there on my friend's bathroom floor just a few hours later, it all suddenly made sense. That heavy gold award felt good in my hands, of course it did, but it didn't cause fireworks to explode in the pit of my stomach in the same way that that piece of plastic did. It wasn't even close, because that was the moment my story as a mother started all over again, right back to the very beginning. And I promise that I will tell you all about it. Love from Mummy. Kiss. Finishing the letter, Jessica rested her pen and looked up from her sunbed. It was hot today. She guessed at least 30 degrees, and Chris and Bella were still splashing around in the pool. She smiled, watching them for a moment. This was their first family holiday since Bella was born nearly 2 years ago, and after a long, wet winter, the feeling of warm sunshine on her skin was very welcome indeed. Jessica sighed and shut the notebook, moving it to the table alongside her sunbed. She closed her eyes and allowed her mind to drift away, listening to the sound of the waves breaking on the shore behind her. This was the life. Mrs. Holmes? Her eyes shot open. Sorry to disturb you, Mrs. Holmes. I trust that you were expecting me. Jessica blinked up at the blonde lady stood over her sunbed and nodded. Of course, yes, hi, Annika, she said, pulling off her sunglasses. Annika was wearing a formal chocolate brown skirt suit and thick black tights with heels. Jessica couldn't help feeling immediately self-conscious in her swimsuit, reaching for the caftan that was slung over the back of the sunbed to cover herself up. I hope you are still enjoying your time at the Marigold Hotel and Suites, Annika asked, in an accent Jessica hadn't quite managed to place, but she guessed was German or Scandinavian. Oh, yes, Jessica said, pulling the caftan over her head and wiggling from side to side to ease it over her 26-week bump. It's been great, apart from the toddler still suffering from jet lag, but we're used to staying up most of the night anyway, so it's nothing new. She laughed gently, trying to break the ice. Annika cocked her head to the left and curled the corner of her lip into a slight smile. After a pause, she said, Would you like to follow me? We have a tour of the hospitality rooms scheduled for 10 a.m., don't we? I hope it is still convenient.